Are you a teenager or a young adult? Do you want to learn what you would never learn in school? As in learn life-enhancing lessons that would actually help you enhance your life?
Have you been wanting to share a story, share your story, or share an experience others will learn from? Do you want to have fun and grow? Follow me, let's go. You have just stepped into the home for teenagers and young adults to learn, share, grow, and have fun while keeping it real, aka the Sweet and Sour Podcast. And I am yours truly, Abdulmuni Hikmat. Let me hear you say H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A to the T, Hikmat. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T, Hikmat. Yeah, my name is Hikmat, and I am the host of this podcast.
Welcome back. Yeah, now this is a solo. It's been long, you've heard only my voice. Okay, maybe not so long, but my previous episodes, I had guests on the podcast. But today's episode, it's just going to be a very funny one. I want to tell you guys, you know how grateful you should be if you're able to pass out, waste. I'm telling you, I'm really serious. Don't think Hikmat is joking. Whether passing out urine or passing out feces, you should be, every time you go to the toilet and you are able to pass it out with ease, when you come out, just say, thank you, Lord. I'm serious, because not everybody who eats, not everybody who takes in something is able to pass it out. And let me tell you my story. Let me tell you what happened. So, constipation is real. If you don't believe constipation is real, I'm telling you right now, it's real. I don't know what caused my own constipation, because I had constipation and previously I was actually sick. Then after the sickness went off, I went to the toilet one morning and then I was not able to, use the toilet. And I was like, maybe it's one of those days where, you go to the toilet and then you're actually not able to use the toilet. I was like, okay, I beg, Jerry. And then the next day came, I was able to use the toilet. Now I started feeling stomach pain. You understand, right? I started feeling pains in my stomach on the right part of my stomach. So I was now thinking, what is this? Is there anything in my stomach? Is it appendicitis? I'm sure once when you have a good health, once you should be grateful for being healthy, because once something starts going wrong in your body, that's when you realize that different thoughts will come to your brain, what's happening, what is this? You're just thinking different things. So so many thoughts came to my mind, okay, Hikmat, what's happening to you and all. But then I was day two, I was just still a bit fashy, you understand, that kind of thing. Now then day three, I went to toilet, I could not pass out anything, and I was eating. Hey, you guys see that there's a problem. Though I could urinate and everything, but I could not pass out feces. I was already scared. I was like, God, what is this? I was really oh my goodness. So then my mom was like, I should take fruits. I took a lot of fruits. I took so many things. I was just God, let me go to toilet. So finally I went to toilet. But when I went to toilet, when I even passed out the feces, it was as if I was passing out, as if I was a rat. It was just coming, as if I was this good feces, right? That's how it was coming out. What's this? You understand? I expected, to really release, see, you guys, I'm not sugarcoating anything. Do you know that feeling when you go to the toilet and pass out everything? You feel, that's how you feel. I know that's how you feel. So don't lie, don't pretend. I know you're laughing right now, but then seriously, you feel so relieved after passing out the waste and everything. But you could just imagine, thinking that you go to the toilet and pass out a bucket, then you now pass out a cup. Ha, I was just okay, at least I've still passed out something. So, you guys, it was not easy. I was always praying. I said, God, please. I was now using the power of, love attraction. I was like, God, thank you for the good health I have always had. Thank you for the good health you've always given me. I was just being grateful for the times where I had good health, where I could go to toilet and pass out whatever I wanted to pass out so freely and so easily, and I'll come out with relief. And then, so let me tell you what I finally used that helped me. I used milk of magnesia, and Yeah, makeup magnesia is makeup magnesia. Most makeup artists use it like as a primer, but makeup magnesia is originally like it's for, you know, something like this when you have constipation and all, and you know, period pains and also you is a drug. It's the sole purpose of makeup magnesia is for a drug. But then, you know, now makeup artists, you know, people, they can DIY, do it yourself, and you know, in as they're working for, you know, holding the foundation well and all. But then I'm not talking about makeup. Sha, it was makeup magnesia I actually used, and I took makeup magnesia. I think I took it twice that day, 2 teaspoons, and then, you know, the next morning I went to the toilet and I passed out a lot. Oh Lord, you guys, when I came out of the toilet, you need to see the way happiness radiated around me. Like, God, at last. You know, it's just like when you write an exam and then you now pass. Or when you just like that thankfulness, that sigh of relief. I was just like, wow. So constipation is really this crazy. So you guys, I just did this episode for those of you who like might have had constipation, or you are having constipation right now, or you know someone that's having constipation. Take a lot of fruits and you can use makeup magnesia. If it doesn't work for you, please see your doctor. I beg. I'm not your doctor yet.
You can connect with us on Instagram at Sweet and Sour Pod. Also join our Facebook group at Sweet and Sour Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Remember that Sweet and Sour, our life remain ours. And until I come your way again, I'm going to be your host. H to the I to the Q to the M to the A and the T. Hikmat. Don't let any fucking buddy keep you from having an amazing week. Goodbye.